Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Goldman Sachs, Wall Street's top firm, is talking Wall Street bonuses. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Compensation is paid on performance. I've got to tell you that Goldman has certainly performed very well, but its number is far greater than any other bonus figure on Wall Street. So when Goldman starts talking about bonuses and announces that it has set aside $16.7 billion for compensation and benefits in the first 9 months of 2009, that really does get everybody's attention. So before you get angry about it, or even figure out how you feel, let me tell you a few details about this controversy. You know, bonuses, they weren't meant to be a guarantee. They were the carrot, and they were based on performance. That's long been the idea behind bonuses. The problem with Wall Street bonus structure now is that they are paying people anyway. So, they get paid for selling stock, for the transaction, for when you lose money on it. So where is the risk involved in their job? Didn't bonuses used to be the motivating performance that was supposed to fall to the bottom line? Now, people are getting paid bonuses irrespective of performance, irrespective of profits. These are negotiated bonuses, and they bet on getting them at the end of the year. I believe it is a very good idea to incent people, but I believe that there has to be something in the incentive that says performance dictates. Mainstream believes that these bonus rewards should be tied to hours, don't you? That what would motivate them to do the right thing would be to get us back on our feet rather than just increase activity, which will get the rich richer, and though you lost money, your broker a bonus at the end of the year? I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with a family in mind.